Hello and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author, editor, and book coach, Connie B. Dowell. And today I am recording in my car. I get surprisingly good audio quality in the car, but it's also a great way to kind of get out of my space. You can't really go too many places nowadays, and especially to get out of my house and also have a quiet space. So I'm just drinking my coffee, recording in the Starbucks parking lot. You know, that the glamorous life of an author and editor and a podcaster during a pandemic. But I do like to be real with you guys and let you know kind of what the author life looks like, even if it's not quite the life that I pictured when I was 6 years old. I'm still really glad that I'm doing it. So today I have a great episode with author Joy E. Held about her book, Writer Wellness. And we talk about a lot of elements that go into writer wellness, not just your physical health, but your mental health and the way that interacts with your creativity. And a healthy writer is definitely a more productive and happier writer and produces better work, I think, overall. So this is a great interview for you guys to listen to get a handle on writer wellness, especially in advance of some rather intense months coming up, like perhaps NaNoWriMo happening next month. You know, some real writer crunch time, and then the holidays. So as we move into the holidays with cooler weather, it's easy to neglect these aspects of health. So I feel like this is a great time to get this reminder and these important lessons on writer wellness. And so that moves me into announcement. If you didn't hear last week, next week, October 19th through the 23rd, I am hosting a NaNoWriMo prep party in my Facebook group. The name of the Facebook group is Get That Book Done. Link will be in the show notes. So I'd really love to have you join us. And I will be going live every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern. But of course, the videos will be available as a replay if you're not able to catch it live. And I'll be presenting on not just elements of preparation like plotting and character work, but also time management so that you can prepare and know that you have the time to get the words in. So I'd love to have you there, whether or not you are actually participating in NaNo. It's just a good general prep for your November writing goals. And full disclosure, I'm not doing the original challenge this year. I have a 30,000 word novella that I need to write, not just write, but also revise in November. So rather than doing the original challenge of 50,000 words, I'm just doing multiple steps in a shorter project and writing that NaNo momentum and that wonderful community spirit that we have every single year with NaNo. So that being said, let's move on to the interview with Joy.
All right. Today on the podcast, I am talking to Joy E. Held, who is going to talk to us about writer wellness. Welcome to the podcast, Joy.
Thank you for inviting me, Connie. I'm really excited to do this today.
Oh, I'm really excited to talk to you as well. Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about what you do and what you write?
Absolutely. In no particular order, because I do them all every day. I'm an author, a mom, a nana, a yoga teacher, an English teacher. I write fiction and nonfiction, as well as articles. And I have an MFA in writing popular fiction from Seton Hill University in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Very, very busy life, it sounds like. Well, you're here today talking about writer wellness and also a bit about your new book on writer wellness. So why is wellness so important for writers? I feel like it's something that's easy for writers to be very cerebral and we work with our minds. Why do we care about the rest of ourselves? But why is it so important?
Short answer to that is balance. But it's also important for everyone, from my perspective, from being a, you know, a yoga teacher and as well as a health practitioner. I've always found that writers, you know, we need to view our passion as a business. Your writing business is only as healthy as you are. And my book is a lifestyle makeover guide for writers and other creative people. And I like to say, and have said from the beginning of this project for me, be well, write well. And you can enjoy your life and your writing more when your health is sound. And so the answer is balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't write if you can't really take care of yourself. So your book, Writer Wellness, talks about aspects of both physical and mental health in terms of writer wellness. Maybe we should talk a little bit about both of those.
Okay. Good points. Physically, writers face a formidable enemy called a chair. And there was a 2018 study by the American Cancer Society that noted the hazards of prolonged sitting for leisure and for work. And it was a prolonged study over 21 years, and it followed thousands of people. And the study takeaway was that prolonged leisure time sitting was associated with a 19% higher rate of death from all causes, a combination of all causes. So it isn't just the sitting, but the lack of sufficient daily movement, physical exercise for a person. So when you pair that kind of a statistic with people who write for a living, they sit a lot. This contributes to the complications in health for writers and people who, you know, have jobs that require them to sit. So emotionally, if you feel bad, you also don't feel like being physically active. So it's kind of a vicious cycle of poor physical health contributing to low self-esteem, leading then to a lack of motivation in all areas in your life. And when your physical container is in good shape, the contents of the container respond in kind. So I repeat, be well, write well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think a lot of writers who've been doing this a while start to notice that correlation, that our work goes better when we feel better, when we're more active. Like even just taking a walk when you're in the middle of a difficult scene.
Mm-hmm. Works every time. Jogs a lot of things, including the, you know, just kind of gets the juices flowing, the sweat going, and takes you out of the problem, but also the physical activity gives you an opportunity to step away from a problem. And even if you don't think about the problem while you're exercising, which I don't encourage, I encourage you to focus, you know, on the exercise. When you come back to the issue after the exercise, like, you know, like walk, a few minutes of yoga, going to a regular class, you know, etc. When you come back to the issue that you were facing prior to the physical activity, you have an entirely new perspective. And it's kind of a cleaner perspective to me from my experience. So I sit down again and the answer pops up. And yeah, Sometimes it will come to me, you know, while I'm exercising or meditating, but, always, you know, that kind of balance, you know, is what keeps, you know, keeps the mind going, keeps the body going, and then you know, they just kind of take care of each other in this great cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So writers who are maybe listening to this podcast going, yeah, I am sitting all day. I'm not taking care of myself. But how do I make this work in a busy schedule? What, do you have some advice for those folks?
Well, I do. But first of all, let me say that there are 5 key concepts to the Writer Wellness Program. Journaling, physical fitness, relaxation, good nutrition program, and creative play. So even 5 minutes a day devoted to those 5 key concepts, each of those 5 key concepts would make a positive difference in a writer's health and well-being. You could spread them out over the course of the day, or you could do them kind of in one little package, depending on your schedule and your motivation. But I recommend actually spreading those things out over the course of the day, because then it becomes kind of like a daily maintenance idea that your body and your mind and your schedule, you know, and the people you call your tribe begin to realize that this is part of your life. Besides being a writer, you need a few minutes each day to journal, exercise, relax, you need to eat well, and you need to, you know, kind of doodle around with creative activities outside of writing, even though they can also be some kind of writing. And it's also more doable to spread it out over the course of a day, unless it's just better for you to do it, you know, all at once. Say in the morning, you want to do all of that in the morning. That's cool. You could get up, you could meditate, you could exercise, you could do your journaling, you could be sure you had a good breakfast, and, you know, you could play around a little bit on Canva, creating a digital collage, you know, and in about an hour in the morning, you could have your writer wellness practice, you know, done. But don't forget, again, to balance out the rest of your day, like you were saying a moment ago, with balance all that sitting with getting up at least every 55, 65 minutes, moving around a little bit, then coming back to your work. So those are the things, and that's how I recommend you put it into your day.
Yeah. Good advice. And I love how you say it only takes, you know, 5 minutes per item, because you can do anything for 5 minutes. It's only 5 minutes.
But I will caution you that the more you do it, the more you want of it. So you want more than 5 minutes of exercise. You want more than 5 minutes of journaling. You want, and so forth. And you want a full day of good nutrition, because you can see how these little bits can positively affect your productivity and your outcome, you know, as a person and as a writer. So then you go, well, I wonder what 10 minutes of journaling and 10 minutes of exercise and 10 minutes of meditation would do for me. And the answer is only more, you know, only more and better.
Yeah, definitely. Just to pause to say, I love that you've included both journaling and creative play, like outside of your writing work, as part of it. Because sometimes it's so easy to laser focus on the projects you need to get done as a writer to forget to use writing and creativity in a fun way.
Well, there is definitely a way to incorporate creative play concepts and that will contribute to your work as a writer. And here's an example. I had an article assignment, it's coming out in an October magazine this year, and with a lot of things going on, I mean, I knew what I wanted to say, but I was just being bombarded in my brain with everything I wanted to say, and I did a mind map first. So I put together a mind map, and which only took me, I don't remember, because I had so much in my head already. I had to get it down, but it wasn't coming down, you know, and going into the keyboard real easily. So I just backed away from it. I had some time on the deadline, so I just backed away, and I got some blank sheets of paper, and I started doodling and coloring and drawing images and creating a mind map of the concepts for the article. And because I do a lot of mind mapping, and it's one of those creative play concepts that it really does, like I'm saying, double duty, makes me feel good, makes me feel, you know, productive. And then it gives me a product at the end, which all I did was like scoot the mind map of this article over to the computer, and the article just went zoom, based on the mind map. So, and I did the same thing for creating this book. I did, you know, there's other things you can call it clustering. You can call it mind mapping. You can call it a plot web. So there's even a plot web for Writer Wellness, the one that I used to start the book in the book. So you see that I'm kind of put my money where my mouth is. I do these things on a daily basis and when I have writing work to do. So yeah, creative play is just as important as taking a multivitamin.
Absolutely. So you've written this book, Writer Wellness. You've taught and spoken a lot about writer wellness. Is there anything that was unexpected you found in teaching and communicating about this topic?
I love this question, Connie, because as a journaler for, you know, most of my life, I've become very metacognitive, and I'm able to, you know, consequently to kind of observe myself learning. So I've been observing myself learning what Writer Wellness as the book has, you know, done for not just me, but for other people. But there's three things actually that have surprised me since I first published this book. The first one is the longevity of it. This is its third edition. And that's what I hoped for when I first published it. I mean, I knew it was an evergreen sort of topic in the beginning, but that was in 2000, and it was a difficult sell at that time. It's the time period and the people and the motivations and the ideas and the research and the study and so forth. They didn't exist 20 years ago when I had this idea of Writer Wellness. So I queried 63 publishers before I found a company and an editor who recognized the value of the idea. So the longevity of the product has pleased me, but also surprised me a little bit. The second maybe unexpected thing was I didn't know in the beginning how much Writer Wellness as a project for myself and other people would lead me to so many other ventures. As you mentioned, I've done scads of workshop presentations in person all over the country from all different kinds of writing conferences. I've published magazine articles, newspaper articles, been a guest blogger, and now I'm teaching Writer Wellness online for a number and some offshoot courses that I developed from Writer Wellness for several writing organizations. So it was a pretty easy transition to move the Writer Wellness concept to an online delivery. So I'm quite busy doing that right now. And then the third thing, it also helped me get my foot in the door to teach in colleges and universities, and I enjoy doing that on a part-time business. So those are the three main things that I didn't know to expect as a result of pioneering this concept.
Yeah, just goes to show, like, you find a good idea and do your best, and you never know where it's going to take you.
Yeah. When you're physically healthy and mentally and emotionally, you know, up to speed, you can react and, you know, and not miss out on those opportunities because, you know, you've got your act together. At least that's the way I think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So how about some common questions or concerns that you get from folks about Writer Wellness?
Another good question. And writers by nature are a skeptical bunch. They ask a lot of questions. They want evidence. They want resources and so on. And all that's a good thing. But when that's translated to Writer Wellness, the biggest question and concern I get is something that you kind of mentioned, you alluded to just a moment or two ago about, will this actually work for me? And so, you know, I first encourage people to do little bits of it and, you know, and get into the habit of it. But if they'll just try it, kind of seriously put some true effort behind it, they almost always get positive results. So there are a lot of testimonials to that fact in the book, because I didn't even try to put together a book until I'd done this as a workshop with some women from the local writers group who met with me for about 6 weeks. And I had them practice all these concepts, these five key concepts for themselves, and then come back to me, you know, and tell me what their results were. But I still get a lot of results from people in my workshops and people on the online classes and the people in the college classes, because I definitely encourage these ideas, you know, in a college English composition class. I have a lot of people that come back to me and they say things like, this was from a person that tried the program for the first time in, I think, April of this year, and she emailed me. She said, I know that I sleep better when I follow a regular workout program. I've also discovered that if I don't get it out of the way first thing in the morning, it just doesn't happen. The nice thing about the workout takes 30 minutes, then I jump in the shower, start my day, and so forth. And she said, coupling this program with a couple of hard deadlines that she was under at the moment, that was her hesitation in trying to do this in the time period. She was under two deadlines for two books, and she just felt like, well, but she'd already committed to doing this project with me. And so she did it, and then she comes back and says, coupling this with a couple of hard writing deadlines at the time really, really, really helped my productivity. That was a big surprise to me.
Yeah, that is probably a surprise to a lot of listeners, because it feels really counterintuitive to what we want to do when we are like on a packed schedule or on a packed close deadline. Is you want to eliminate everything but the bare essentials. But perhaps we're not really understanding what the priorities and essentials really are when we do that.
Good point, Connie.
Yeah. So do you have any parting thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, as this gal that I mentioned just now, she did her writer wellness stuff in the morning before she got busy and engaged in her writing work for the day. And that's what I mean by writer wellness being 100% customizable. You got the five key concepts. The book is full of all kinds of ways to try it out, but you can change it all. You can organize it all in any way that suits you and that you discover helps you the best. So it's a customizable idea. It's also that makes it accessible. You know, say you don't have a gym membership. Say you have some dumbbells in the house and you have a nice area where you can walk in the neighborhood. There's your workout program. And you can vary your workout between, you know, a few minutes of doing little small weights on one day and walking the next day and so forth. So you just need to maintain the five key concepts on at least a weekly basis. Daily be better. It's so customizable, it grows with you as you grow. So you change your writer wellness concepts as you improve overall, physically, mentally, emotionally, productivity, that's not even a word. Creatively, that's a word. I better figure out how to spell productivity. So yeah, at least on a daily, a weekly basis, you know, because it's so customizable and accessible, regardless of your current level of fitness in these areas, you can jump in anywhere and you can start at any time. You can even take breaks from it and then come back to it. And it's the five key concepts are what support you, and you can adapt them and change them up and wiggle them around any way that suits you.
Yeah, so great parting thoughts. Here's to being healthier writers in the future. So where can we find you, your books, and everything you do online?
The simplest and most concise address is joyeheld.com. My wonderful publisher, Headline Books, is headlinebooks.com, and the book's also at Amazon. And I would absolutely love to connect with anybody listening to us and thinking about, you know, or realizing that they need a little bit of balance in their life, or just are curious to try it. joyeheld.com. I have a contact form there. It goes right straight to me. And like I said, the book is at Headline Books and Amazon.
All right. Well, great. This has been a really great chat. Joy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, right. Well,
thanks again for listening to this episode of Book Echoes. I hope you really enjoyed the interview with Joy, and I hope that you will join us next week in my Facebook group, Get That Book Done, for the Nano Prep Challenge. Again, link in the show notes. And join us. We're going to have a great 5 days of fun, whether or not you are participating in Nano. It's just good prep for whatever your November writing goals are. As always, I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment in the show notes. Go to bookechoes.com/show. You can find the show notes for this and all the episodes. You can also email me, connie@bookechoes.com, and I always appreciate a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, happy writing!